just like to thank you all for being here to witness the baptism. Thank you. Right. I believe that Jesus is our Saviour. He died on the cross for us. And he now has risen. And he sits at the right hand of God. I once dropped off going to church because I'll be moving about different houses where I lived. Then now, I used to go to Exhort Methodist, but I stopped going for a bit, and then I started going back slowly for a bit on the weekend. And then I was looking for a church that I could go to where people would love me as part of their family. Right. And if it hadn't been for Brenda, sits there in the middle, she introduced me to Harvest Fields. So then we thought about it and thought about it and said, yeah, we'll give it a try. You got me now, that's right there. It's got me. So like I said, we were looking for a church. And we was going to come, and then, as you know, the pandemic, the lockdowns, that came on. So we couldn't come to the church. We had to watch it on Zoom. Thank you for technology. And after that, we did promise, I know Shirley promised, and I said yes, that we will go to church once the lockdown is off. And as it was, the lockdown was off, so we came that Sunday morning. We were welcomed at the door by Pastor Andrew, Grace, and the team. I remember rightly. But Jesus has done a lot for me in these last 12 months. As you know, I've been poorly. I was poorly with me, anxiety and me little breakdown I had, which Andrew come to visit me. Thank you. But then I got bad news about me passing blood back in front. So I prayed. Don't let me have what I think I've got. So I went for the test. The test came back negative. And now I'm here to serve the Lord. The darkness has gone. The light is forward. And I hope that everybody does the same thing, because it's a wonderful thing knowing Jesus. Very wonderful. I pray every day and every night in bed. And I thank him for getting me out of bed in the morning. So that for me, God is love. And I'm going to carry on from what I started, as I said I would do, and that is to go forward. Keep going. Don't stop. Anyway, thank you for listening to that little testimony. I'm there. Thank you.
Your scripture is Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. Ian?
Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. Out of my distress I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. Praise God.
Amen. Woo! Before Ian was getting baptized, we asked him, what hymn would you like to be sung during your baptism? And he chose, How Great Thou Art. Amen. Should we all stand?
How great thou art.
Wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. You know, He's your God. He's my God. Hallelujah. And you know, He hears your prayers. He hears your call. And you know, He wants to answer. He wants to answer you and speak to you. He wants you to know the presence of His life. His flowing power from the throne room of God in your life. You know, He wants you moving in that precious anointing. It's there for each and for every one of us. You know, the Lord is there. He's ready, willing, and able.
Yes. That's right.
Hallelujah. To anoint and appoint. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He wants to bless you. He wants to see you moving in power. Who believes that?
Amen.
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 Praise God. Glory to Jesus. Well, are you doing in there? You know what?
It's probably still combing this here.
There's no mirror in there, so he can't comb it there. Just check on him. He might have been translated, you never know. He might have just been filled with the Spirit and he's just lost in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Yeah. He's decent. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Bless the Lord. God is still good, isn't He? What a wonderful Saviour we serve. What a wonderful Jesus. The next candidate is going to be Shirley.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I remember when Shirley first came to church, you know, and she's like a sponge with the power of God. When she comes out for prayer, she just soaks it up like a sponge. Hallelujah, don't you, love?
Yeah. Eh?
And, you know, the presence of the Lord just comes over her, and the power of God just moves in her life, and I thank God for His healing power in her life, don't you?
Yes.
Now, you've got a testimony, haven't you?
Yes.
And are you going to give it?
Yes.
Amen? Do you want this microphone, or do you want me to hold it?
You're
going to hold it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give it a... Hold it up close. Hold it up close. Just start anywhere you want, love.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all right. Praise God. Just a minute. Hallelujah. Just give her a minute, will you guys? Just praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
I used to go to church every Sunday, me and my children. And they used to go to what's called Monday Club, which were activities for to learn the children all about God. And then I lost my two boys 21 years ago. I fell out with God, never spoke for all that time. Then when Harvey's bills come on to Zoom, when we had lockdown, I was riding in the corner of the settee away from everybody. I didn't want to face nobody. And then all of a sudden Andrew kept saying, "Where's Shirley?" I said, "I'm here." He said, "When are you going to come to church?" I said, "I'll come to church on Easter Sunday, which is a year today since I came to Harvest Field. Since I've been coming here, I found out that I'm a better person than I ever have been, because I was really hateful before I started coming to Harvest Field. And it's the Lord's help that's led me on the way to recovery. Thank you."
Amen. Hallelujah. You did great. You're absolutely great. I've got a verse of scripture for you.
Thank you. Shirley, your scripture is Jeremiah 31, verses 3 and 4. "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you, and have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt."
Amen. Amen. That's for you. You set your time.
This is something, Jesus.
I know. We're here to get you out. All right. We're not going to let you. We're not going to leave you in there. Because we love you that much, we want more of you. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. Step by step. Just take your time.
Take your time.
That's it. There you go. Well, we're... Yeah.
Come forward a bit.
That's it. Whoa, that's it. Just relax now. Just hold on that hand. Don't side. Just put it on this side a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. You know, this is a joy and a privilege to do this.
It is.
It's terrific. It's just words fail me.
It is.
But, you know, we can do this in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we've seen her life so changed. And she's been obedient and she's following the Lord Jesus through the waters of baptism. She's walking in His footsteps. Hallelujah. And that is wonderful. We just thank you for that now. Do you want to hold your nose at some stage? I'll tell you when. Now remember, keep breathing at the moment. Not yet. Just relax. I'm going to pray over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Shirley. We thank you for this life, Lord, that has been rescued and brought
and give new life. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you've poured into her. And Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness that, Lord, has come through your love in her life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just give you praise for that. And so, Shirley, we just baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, name of the Father, name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. I just wanted to put your hand over your nose. Just hold your nose. Right. We now baptize you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I know you're all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. She says, I'm all right now, Andrew. We know she is. Hallelujah. Hey? Father, right now, we just pray for your continued ministering in strength. But Father, we just pray over this COVID that she had. We just pray strength, an increase of strength. Lord, quicken her, Father. We pray for the energies to come back. And we just pray for stamina to be renewed in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So when we asked Shirley what song you'd like for your baptism, she went, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Amen. Should we all stand?
It is Amazing Grace.
It is, yes.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that took my heart to feed, and grace my fear. Really, how precious is that grace appeared, the hour I first believed. Too many days just toils and snares I have already. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound frightened, but now I see. Sing Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We praise you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, hallelujah. It is amazing grace that we have been accepted by God. You know, it's, why would God choose you? Why would he choose me? Why would he send Jesus for me? Why would he sacrifice his absolute best, his spotless, sinless Son for me? Why would he? Because God is love. And his love looked over our sins. And he looked at our lives and he said, I have an answer. I have an answer. That I can get my children back to me. And he sent Jesus, his Son, so that we could be adopted into the family of God. That we're not servants, but we are sons and daughters of a living God. Hallelujah. What a privilege. And yet, you know, you can stand and you can look in a mirror, and if you try to look at the old self, you say, not worthy, not worth it, if you only knew what I was like. Well, let me tell you this. God knows exactly what you're like. He's seen you at your worst and still loves you. And that's why he sent Jesus, because he saw you at your worst and he said, I've got an answer. I've got an answer. My Son. And that precious blood was to cleanse us, to heal us. By his stripes, we are healed. Not might be, not maybe, not could be. We are the healed.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Through the work of the cross. There's so much went on at that cross. You don't realize that. You know, it's a complete, a finished work. No matter what your need is now. It was done over 2,000 years ago on the cross. There's no more. Jesus said, it is
finished.
It's finished. Hallelujah. So if you're not well today, if you're feeling under the weather, as we say, Jesus is your healer. He's the one who ministers life, because the work is at the cross. And Jesus said, I've finished it. I've completed it. I've taken for sickness and disease. I've done it. It's finished. And the Lord is saying, you know, believe me, trust me, press in. And the enemy has no right, no place in your lives. Hallelujah. He has come to set us free. And he whom the Son sets free
is free indeed.
Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. What an amazing story each and every one of us has. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, our next candidate, glory to God. I remember Ava coming along the first time. She came out for prayer first time. Isn't that right? And she came out and the Lord gave me a word and it was like, that's right. Never met her before. Didn't even know who she was. Didn't know where she'd come from. She could have dropped off Mars for all I know, you know, but... And the Lord just gave me a word for her and spoke into her life, the situation, and God began a work again. You know, God does not give up on you.
Never, never.
And don't you give up on God. And you know, I've said to you, if you've not been healed with the first bit of prayer, then come back for some more. And keep coming, and keep coming, and keep coming, and keep coming. Be like that widow woman that just kept on knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking until she got what she rightly deserved. Do it. You know, I say, oh, well, I don't like keep coming. People will think, I don't care what people think. It's about you and God. It's about you and God. It's your relationship. It's your salvation. It's your healing. It's your wholeness in God. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Who are you? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Ava, come along. Praise the Lord. Let's give you a big hand. I'll get it for you. You stand here. I know I'm going to get it for you. Do you know it? Why is it with a woman you have to tell her twice? Oh! You shut up. I'm sick. I've had to tell you about 5 or 6 times. So you better be quiet.
Thank you.
We love you.
Oh no, thank you. I've got crib notes in case my mind blanks and I might not stick to them. I began to fall in love with Jesus in 2003. When I got to know a lady that lived opposite me who was in remission from breast cancer. And I got talking to her, and she was telling me how she had this perfect peace all the way through. Whether she was healed, whether she was not, she said she just had this perfect peace because she knew she belonged to Jesus.
Amen.
And I was desperate for that peace. I had none of my own. And so it was not long after that I started going to their church and gave my life to Jesus. I've got no regrets, obviously, and I'm more in love with Him than ever.
Amen. Praise God.
And you know, you're taught that your sins are forgiven. Past, present, future, they're washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. They're forgiven, they're gone. And yet for me, in my walk with the Lord, I found it so very difficult to feel that, to know it. No, I knew it up here, no problem, and I could speak it over and over again, but to actually know it, to actually feel innocent and clean, cleansed. Well, when I started coming to this church, Andrew had an accurate word of knowledge. He didn't know anything about me. And he said, the Lord says, no more condemnation. He says, no more condemnation. He says, the Lord's heart's bled as He's seen your heart bleed. And it has bled. And there is no more condemnation.
No, absolutely.
I'm getting there. It's filtering in. And I'm going to walk in the fullness of that freedom.
Yeah.
So today really is about a fresh commitment for me, that the past is gone, the old is gone, and that I'm looking forward, I'm going forward in the power and the strength of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Verse of scripture for you.
Ava, your scripture is Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Lord, your faithful love endures forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. No, it's not cold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank you, Father, that on the confession of her faith and of her testimony, Lord, that your goodness endures forever. We thank you, Lord, for the journey that you are taking her on. And we thank you, Lord, for your power that, Lord, is just flowing into her life, for your blessings, Lord, that are overtaking her. And Father, we just declare, Lord, an absolute freedom. Father, the past is gone. The new has come. Hallelujah. The yoke is broken. Lord, your new yoke. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light, Father. And we declare this right now over Ava. And in the name of Jesus, we speak life and health into her. We speak, Lord, release into her in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, right now, we just baptize her in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Being who the Son sets free is free indeed, and stop looking back. Okay. Praise God. Are you staying in there? Okay.
For Ava's baptism, she wanted this hymn called "This Is the Air I Breathe." This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very
and I without you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we've had a great day in the house of the Lord. It's been good to be together. I've been able to share testimonies, share the Word of God with people, plant seeds into people's lives. Some people who have probably never heard the gospel message before, never heard the fact that God loves them, never heard the fact that Jesus died for them on a cross. You know, whatever your name is, Jesus took your sin. He took your guilt. He took your punishment. But you know, the gift has been given. Jesus gave you the opportunity for eternal life. But you have to open that gift. You have to receive the gift. You know, if somebody comes and gives me a present and says, "Hey, I bought this gift for you, Andrew. Lovely, thank you." And I put it on one side. And then a week later they said to me, "Did you like that gift I brought for you?" "Yeah, it's lovely. I've got it on one side." "Have you started using it yet?" "Well, no, I've got it on one side, but yeah." If I never open it, that gift never fulfills its potential for me, does it? It's just in a box. Might have a fancy ribbon around it, might have fancy paper around it. It looks wonderful. That's a lovely box. And if I stand there all the time saying, "That's a lovely box that so-and-so bought me, isn't it great?" But what is in it is far greater, far better than the box. And what it needs me to do, it needs me to unwrap it. And because all I've received at the moment is a box. I've got a box. Hey? "Have you got a box? Look at that. What am I?" You know, they say, "Well, I've got a box as well." But what's in the box? When you begin to open it and you take the lid off and you find there in something that you think, "Wow. Wow, that's a shock. I didn't realise the thought that much about me. Wow, that's a wonderful gift." When you open the box of salvation, you begin to take hold of it. And that's when you've received it. Up until that point, you've just got a box. And there are many people going around with boxes, with ribbons on them, with the name "From Jesus to you." And He's saying to you today, open up. Open it up. And let Me into your life in absolute total fullness. Amen. Let Me be the center of your life. And when you've got Me as the center of your life, He says, "I'll put you on the right path. I'll lead you in the right way. I'll show you great things. I'll show you things you've never seen before. And I'll take you to places and give you experiences you've never known before. But firstly, allow Me to come in. Allow Me to come in and take over the driving seat of your vehicle, of your life. Let Me," God's saying, "be in charge." And all we have to do is surrender and open that box and receive. And today, I don't know if there's anybody here who's never asked Jesus into your heart and into your life. You might have heard the gift being passed around so many times, like "pass the parcel." It's today your opportunity, right now. The gift is there. All you have to do is unwrap it and say, "Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know I've sinned. Forgive me for my sins. Come into my life and be the center of my life. I surrender all I have and all I am to you." Amen. If that's something that you can say today, that's something that is throbbing in your heart right now,
and you want to do that, I just want you to raise your hand right now. If you've never asked Jesus in your life, if you've never committed yourself to him, just raise your hand for Jesus. Anybody? If you've grown cold in your walk and you just become nominal, lukewarm, speaks about the church being lukewarm, and it says about the church being lukewarm, God will spew you out of his mouth. God wants you on fire. God wants you to be hot. God wants to be moving and flowing through you. And if today you've grown lukewarm in your walk, and I know sometimes it can be easy to do, and the Lord's saying, come on, I want to re-enthuse, I want to refire you. I want you to know my presence and power. If you want that today, just raise your hand and say, that's for me. I need that. I need that in my life. Father, right now we just come before you. We just thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the work of the cross. We thank you, Lord, that it's a complete and finished work. And Father, we thank you for the lives that have followed you through the waters of baptism today. We thank you, Lord, for their commitment and for their desire to follow you. And Father, I pray that, Lord, there'll be an example to many others during their lifetime. And Father, I pray that you would use them for your praise and for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.